We wanted to put this program together, the session together, as more of a cross-section or crossing of the planning aspects and legal aspects when it comes to creative development districts. And you know, we know the development patterns are changing, obviously, over the last several years for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, for actually many of the reasons are for the betterment of the city. But, you know, we recognize there have been poor development practices over the years. And there are higher community objectives that we're all trying to achieve. And these are in response to a lot of different influences that we'll get to in just a few minutes. But not only do we have creative zoning aspects, but many of these programs also have creative economic development programs associated with them. I can't think of one that I've done that's a mixed-use project over the last 10 years or so that hasn't had some kind of an economic incentive program involved, a P3, if you will. And a lot of times, there are three or four different programs involved. But as these programs and as these zoning programs evolve, I think it's important for us as lawyers to know what's going on in the planning world so that we understand what our clients really want and how to achieve it. You know, this is an opportunity for the development community and the cities to work together to actually achieve a great win for everybody. You know, there are, again, I said, numerous forces that are behind a lot of these changes. The demographics, obviously, are pushing changing consumer preferences. And, you know, I think every time I go to a presentation where there's a multifamily project involved, everyone's talking about the new generation. And they don't want to buy houses. Everybody wants to live in apartments close to transit, you know, close to where they work, close to really cool areas. So those changing consumer preferences are pushing a lot of this. You know, the need for interaction, to quote Mr. Polakoff, you know, humans are social animals. You know, they thrive on human interaction.